Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. D.L. Stepp of Boehringer Ingelheim. We're back with D.L. in just a moment.
Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to the Spring Bull Sale at Quartermaster Creek Angus coming up Wednesday, February 23rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling will be 142-year-old bulls as well as several commercial females carrying QC genetics. Come and bid in person or watch and bid on CCI Live, catalogs, videos, and more available at quartermastercreek.com. That's quartermastercreek.com. Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale, February 23rd. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
At the recent cattle industry convention in Houston, had the opportunity to catch up and visit with Dr. D.L. Stepp, part of the veterinary services team for Boehringer Ingelheim. And we talked with Dr. Stepp about what's the best strategy for cattle producers to step up and get the deworming done that their cattle herd needs here as we approach springtime of 2022.
I think one of the important things is always work with your local veterinarian and help them develop a preventive health program overall. One of the things right now, the particular active ingredients that we currently have available in the United States, we don't have any new compounds to our knowledge coming for at least 5 or 10 years or longer. Therefore, we have to utilize the particular products we have available to try to extend the level of efficacy. And one of the things that's referred to as the four pillars of sustainable deworming. The first pillar, and this kind of goes back to working with your veterinarian, is to perform some diagnostic tests to find out where your herd is and also to monitor to make sure your deworming program is efficacious. The second thing is combination treatment, so including two or more dewormers at the same time from different classes, which hence will have different mechanisms of action, and therefore to broaden your spectrum of activity and increase the efficacy over a longer period of time of the products we have. The third thing is actually refugia, which is indicating to leave a few animals untreated, so therefore there will be some susceptible worms out in the environment that the dewormers will help. It's to decrease or dilute out the worm population. And then the fourth thing, of course, is managing the pastures. You know, don't graze them down too much because there's more compaction in the soil with animals walking around. And when those pastures come back, there can be some weeds that'll come back that are not as nutritious, some of them even potentially detrimental to the animal, maybe even some pasture rotation, etc.
So with that four-pillar concept, you're really talking about not just your herd health, but your pasture health as well.
Absolutely. Try and look at a whole picture, complete picture of the operation, and help the producer out as best as possible.
I know you're also talking to some of your customers and talking about the spring calving season, and it's so important that those calves are taken care of very quickly by the mama.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, and especially over times, everybody knows that we really need that colostrum or that first milk from mama into baby as soon as possible, generally within, you know, just even a few hours or less. And that first milk or colostrum has antibodies, which are big proteins, and they will help to carry that baby calf over until its own immune system has been exposed to the different potential disease-causing agents and mount its own immunity. So we do want a high level of passive transfer from mother to baby.
For that producer, but you've got some different products to give you a couple of different options on how you can approach that best management decision.
Yeah. There's concern that high level of passive transfer from mother to baby could potentially interfere with vaccinating a young calf. And we have several studies in which we've used like our pyramid 5 plus pre-sponse SQ, where we've administered it to one-month-old calves with high levels of antibodies to that particular disease-causing agent, allowed that antibody protection to dwindle, and then challenge them with the agent, and we've demonstrated protection in those young calves. So with working with your veterinarian and following label directions, you can actually administer to young calves, very young, in the face of maternal antibody and still get protection.
Dr. D.L. Stepp, professional services veterinarian for Boehringer Ingelheim. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Do remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.